The scripture reading this morning is from Luke 12, verses 49 through 56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three, they will be divided. Father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? So ends the reading.
This text, this lection for today, has been called some of the most difficult verses in the gospel. They run counter to our perceptions and our understanding of Jesus, of Jesus as a man of peace, of nonviolence, of the scriptures that talk about turning the other cheek and loving your enemies. Do you think I've come to bring peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Now the question, or a question for us, is this a description of reality? Where division, if one follows the Christ, can happen. That not all people will agree. Even in Jesus' family, according to the Gospels, there was division. So is this a description of what will happen as people take seriously the proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand? Or is it a prescription for violence? An important and troubling question. I just finished reading Zealot by Risa Aslam. The book is subtitled The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth. I became aware of the book not too many weeks ago when an interview that the author, Risa Aslam, had with the religious editor for Fox News went viral on the internet, because in that interview, which was very confrontational, she kept questioning how the author, who is a Muslim, could write a book about Jesus of Nazareth. And he kept responding that he was a religious scholar, that he's trained in Greek and Hebrew. And as you read the book in the introduction, As a teenager, he was introduced to evangelical Christianity and became a Christian, but then later returned to his Islamic roots. The book is an interesting, provocative, and in some ways, at least for some people, according to that Fox Religion editor, controversial. But it reminded me what I already knew, that first century Palestine, that the context where Jesus grew and ministered was a turbulent, violent, and dangerous place. It was politically unstable, economically challenged because of the droughts and the movement of the peasants into the cities, and a very stratified society that was becoming even more so. Jesus's message throughout the gospel was the proclamation of the kingdom of God, the realm of God. It begins in Mark and Matthew, his proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, this kingdom that he was proclaiming was not some celestial place off there, but he was talking about the kingdom of God coming here on earth. Just a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the Lord's Prayer. We prayed it again this morning. What do we pray? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Aslan makes it clear, reminded me, that God's reign, the coming of God's kingdom, would mean a complete reversal of the political and economic systems that privileged the few and impoverished the many. What Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan calls the domination system. Now, in all the proclamations that Jesus makes about the coming of the kingdom, he doesn't spell out clearly what that's going to look like. It's often done in parables and abstract language, but at the same time, he makes it clear that it would be a radical change of the present order. In Luke's form of the Beatitudes that comes in the sixth chapter, called the Sermon on the Plain sometimes, because it talks about taking place on a level ground rather than the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you shall be fed. Blessed are you who mourn, for you soon shall be laughing." It seems clear that this is a promise of deliverance from Roman imperial rule, from subservience to the domination system of the empire, and of temple-centered Judaism that controlled access to God. Now, if the poor shall be made rich, then the rich shall be made poor, and the powerful will become powerless. Immediately following those blessings, Jesus gives several woes that makes it clear. Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you who are laughing now, for soon you will mourn. God's kingdom cannot happen without the destruction of the present order. And it will not happen easily or peacefully. In essence, Jesus was proclaiming a revolution when he was proclaiming the kingdom of God. Now, a critical question for us is what I asked earlier. Is the one who we call the Prince of Peace believe that violence would be necessary to usher in the kingdom of God? Or was he just describing the reality that would result when the kingdom came? Anselm makes it clear that the other messianic pretenders that were before and after Jesus believed that violence was necessary to drive out the Romans and to change the system in Jerusalem. Now, Anselm affirms that there's no evidence that Jesus himself advocated violent actions other than the throwing out of the money changers in the temple during that last week of his life. But today's scripture and Luke 22 indicate that he was no pacifist. In Luke 22, after the supper in the upper room, his last meal with his disciples, as he and the disciples were preparing to go to the Mount of Olives to pray and what would become his night of arrest and desertion, he tells his followers to go buy swords. And they said, "We got two." He says, "That's enough." Turned out not to be. Did Jesus advocate violence to usher in the kingdom of God? Or was he just describing the reality that would result with a total upset of the domination system? Or was he prescribing that violence was necessary? What does it mean to follow Jesus of Nazareth? Who proclaims the kingdom of God that will radically change the domination systems? What are we praying for every Sunday when we pray for God's kingdom to come. I don't have all the answers, but I think we need to engage in discussions and reflection. Personally, I don't think Jesus was advocating violence, but aware that the changes that would come with the kingdom of God would not come easily or not come peacefully. The powerful don't give up their power easily. I come not to bring peace, but division. Amen.